looking for an apartment sucks wherever you live. People in New York will say, oh, it's so hard to find an apartment here. It's hard to find an apartment anywhere. It stinks. You have your mandatories. You have the things that you won't compromise on. You have the things that you don't care about. Like, let's say, oh, dishwasher. I need a dishwasher. I need a dishwasher. I can't live without a dishwasher. I don't care if I don't have a washer and dryer. Some people feel the exact opposite. Some people don't need any amenities. Some people need an elevator. Some people don't.
That's so beautiful. We all need different things. And that's why Apartments.com has an app where you can literally use it to tell it what you need and what you don't need. And it tells you, oh, apartments. Here's some.
So instead of looking through every single rental listing you possibly can in the neighborhoods you want, you set and forget, like in that old rotisserie grill ad, you set and forget what you want, and Apartments.com will let you know when an apartment that matches what you want appears on the market.
From pet-friendly apartments to balconies to in-unit ACs, Apartments.com's powerful search tools let you know when the perfect combination of features you're seeking are listed. So you don't have to power through rental descriptions one by one. With more rental listings than anywhere else, Apartments.com's instant alerts mean you can spend less time online looking for the perfect place and more time doing you.
Apartments.com, the place to find a place.
You will dream it.
Welcome to Who Weekly, the podcast where you'll learn everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. I'm Bobby Finger.
I'm Lindsay Weber.
And we're off on Thanksgiving, so here's a very special call.
Hello to my faves at Who Weekly. This is longtime listener, fairly frequent caller, Lena Dunham. I could not help but hear your delightful segment on my purported feud with none other than Clarissa the Teenage Witch, as I've been calling her. And while I was obviously not going to comment on it, because why, I thought that I would give my exclusive thoughts to Who Weekly. And also, I just love you guys, so I wanted to say hi. I only found out about this feud because Melissa Joan Hart said how much she was hearing about this feud. But let's just say I didn't hear about this feud until Melissa Joan Hart talked about how much she was hearing about this feud. Do you know what I mean? So, obviously, like, I'm not in a feud with anyone. I literally live in London and barely leave my home. That being said, to clarify a few points, I have never met Melissa Joan Hart, never been in a room with her, never seen her. I did see all of Clarissa Clinton and all of Sabrina the Teenage Witch. I've also never met Angelica Houston. The other detail that's important is my father did play double tennis with Mitchell Krieger, the creator of Clarissa Explains It All. He gave me a Clarissa Explains It All t-shirt when I was 7 and also a denim jacket. It was very cool for me because I wasn't a super popular child and it was exclusive past year. That being said, never met Mitchell Krieger, so I'm a fan and appreciate his support. So having never met any of the people involved in this story, it was, and having barely exited my home since the year 2018, it was definitely a surprise. And I'm not going to say it didn't tickle me, because I am a consumer of fake gossip. And so it's always interesting to me to see how the sausage gets made. And then to hear you guys eat the sausage, spit it back out, and make something new with it. So crunch, crunch, Garjo, yummy pop, love to everyone. I mean, including Melissa Joan Hart, because why not?
Love to everyone. So there's a new sign-off. We have Lena Dunham using our sign-offs, Crunch Crunch and Scarjo Yummy Pop. And she added a new one. Love to everyone, including Melissa Joan Hart, because why not? Love to everyone, including Melissa Joan Hart.
I just love Lena Dunham saying, you ate the sausage. It's like, yum, yum, crunch, crunch.
Squish, squish. But then we ate the sausage and spit it back out. And we had a new sausage.
Wow. So rarely do we get direct feedback by the subject of our.
I love this.
Our topics. Thank you, Lena, for providing that exclusively to us. That's an us exclusive. Not an us exclusive. An us exclusive. You it's know an what us. Mean?
I mean, I hope.
A we exclusive.
Us Weekly, if you're listening. People, if you're listening. Write about this immediately and link to us. When you put in the headline, Lena Dunham says,
They don't know how to link. Link to a podcast? I don't think so. Honey.
When you put it in the headline and you say, Lena Dunham says she's never met Melissa Joan Hart amid feud, alleged feud. Link to Who Weekly.
Incredible. You know, she has a sense of humor about it, but denies all allegations of knowing this woman. She says, I don't know this woman.
It's really funny.
She said, I don't know this woman.
And she also said, I don't know, Angelica Houston.
And that seems like a damn shame.
I know. If I were famous, I'd want to know Angelica Houston.
I know.
That would be one of the people
needs to be remedied.
That I talk to my agent and I'm like, can you give me Angelica Houston's number? I really want to have coffee with her. And they're like, why? And it's like, why not? Wouldn't you?
Thank you to Lena for calling. Yes. Sorry for playing a call on the normal episode, but we are off this week for Thanksgiving. So we just had to. And that honestly did feel like breaking news because we broke it.
It did.
That's breaking.
I broke down when the call came in.
The Who Weekly office was a buzz. Okay. Mm-hmm. Let's move on to some hot topics. Oh, that made me sad.
Don't say that. Wendy. Don't say that. That's not ours.
Whatever. Okay, let's move on to some cold topics. It is cold out, so the hot topics can be cold. Freezing, but freezing topics.
Jason Momoa is a them, but is he? What did we decide on Jason Momoa?
I actually kind of forget. That's such a good question.
I think we had a hard time, and if I'm remembering correctly, I was willing to call him a them and you weren't.
I kind of still think he's a who.
Okay,
maybe we're in the same predicament.
For the sake of this segment, just so we can talk about this because it is funny, Jason Momoa is a who right now. And he got this headline in the Daily Mail.
There is an entire like small group coming for Jason Momoa. I didn't realize this. They literally are organized. They have a website called Moronic Momoa.
Because they bought a
full... What did he do?
Okay, they bought a full page ad in, I think, USA Today. Maybe the New York Times, but I think USA Today. Yeah, it was USA Today.
Babes. Okay, well, they're getting a free ad here. What are
also,
they?
Also, no offense to journalism. I didn't know that USA Today was still publishing, printing. I thought they were like... I fully thought USA Today was like online only or something. Legitimately. But that's stupid. I guess they're in every hotel in the world. But USA Today... Full page print ad. This is why they still exist, because people pay for full page print ads that say, does Momoa care about the planet or profits? And it's him photoshopped clutching a wad of cash in front of ocean littered with cans.
I need to know who these people are, because this is honestly, this is giving lobbyist vibes.
I found out. Who are the? It's crazy.
Okay, who are the? So the people are mad. The people who've created Moronic Momoa with like all this information why they hate him are mad because he is demonizing plastic bottles and hoodwinking fans into buying aluminum bottles from his own brand. So he's saying, stop buying plastic bottles, buy aluminum, they're reusable, et cetera. That's part of his, you know, his mantra, his sales pitch from his – he has a water company called Manonaloo.
And so this company, Moronic Momoa, they said when you go to moronicmomoa.com, you see this paragraph. Jason Momoa is attempting to hoodwink his fans into believing he cares about the environment by demonizing plastic water bottles.
But I'm sorry, but did a plastic water bottle write this website? I'm so confused.
But unlike the setting of his new movie, this isn't the dream world, and he can't fool his fans. The actor founded an aluminum canned water company, a material that is dirty to produce, and a product that is littered five times more frequently than plastic water bottles. If Momoa cared about the planet, he'd encourage recycling instead of touting his overpriced canned water. So I was like, who's, like, first of all, who hates Jason Momoa, right? Who's militantly anti-Jason Momoa?
I've been wondering why he's going on all these, like, talk shows and, like, showing his tush.
Yeah, like, he's like, really look at me in the thong.
Like, out here being like, don't look at the people who are mad at me about my water bottles or whatever.
Look at my butt. Look at my cheeks. So... I was like, what is this company? And I went to the website and it says, wait, Moronic Momoa. On the bottom of the website, it says copyright moronicmomoa.com. Then you click on the PDF and it takes you to the full page PDF. And it says paid for by the Center for Organizational Research and Education. And I was like, that sounds like a bullshit acronym that doesn't mean anything.
Yep.
You know?
Sounds like a shell company for a bunch of lobbyists.
C-O-R-E
it's
is
literally
what it stands
a can-
for.
It's literally a water bottle is being like, writing this website. I'm serious.
It's the company that was formerly known as the CCF, God, which stood for Center for Consumer Freedom, which is a nonprofit. Oh. It's technically a nonprofit. This is crazy. It's so funny. I'm sure that there could be an entire podcast about this company. It was a, it's a company created by, in part, a $600,000 funding round from Philip Morris, the tobacco company.
No.
After the tobacco company got in trouble and like had to pay back people. So it was like in 1995, they started this company to be like a watchdog.
Wow.
And the
said, don't worry, people. We know smoking is bad now. Here's our company that
that's going to keep us in check, right?
Oh
and what this company does It was founded by this guy, Richard Berman. And it's a nonprofit. It still is. It's gone through name changes. I don't really understand the name changes, but I think a lot of the name changing has to do with like continuing to obscure their past.
I understand the name changes. It's like anyone who learns what we really are, we get to change our name again.
Exactly. No, that's exactly what I'm saying. So over the past, what?
Catch me if you can.
Yeah. over the past like 28 years, this company, despite its name changes, this Richard Berman company has gone through several iterations and has been exposed by a lot of journalists as essentially this corrupt tax, not like tax exempt, but unfairly, unjustly organization that it's works
giving, you
with,
mean it's giving Scientology?
Yes. That works with restaurants, like fast food companies, meat companies, tobacco companies, and saying we represent consumers, but really they represent the companies. And so it's sort of like they, here's a quote. This is from, I think, the Washington Post. No, from USA Today. So Michael Pollan wrote one time that it's a, quote, astroturf organization that works on behalf of large food companies to protect their ability to sell junk food. Okay? So they work with places like Tyson Foods, Coke, Red Lobster, Arby's, Hooters,
wait,
all
so
these
we
places.
We were joking about the plastic water bottle having written this website. We're like not that far from
the truth.
You're
not that far off.
Because a plastic water bottle did write the website.
So my presumption here is that this organization is speaking up on behalf of restaurants that love plastic waste. And they're like,
I don't think
fuck
not
this
even
guy.
Restaurants, maybe like Poland
All
Spring,
organizations.
Like a company that sells water, like the water bottle lobby got in touch with them and they said, can you create some distraction? I mean, they're getting the press, like the Daily Mail is writing about them as if they don't want to do an extra Google, you know? They,
as if it's
just
quite
writing
legitimate.
About them face value, exactly.
But these aren't like Zoe Kravitz stands or something. Like these aren't like people who did this as sort of a personal attack against Jason Momoa. It's, I think, big plastic being like, fuck aluminum and fuck this guy. And because he's famous, we'll get attention for this. But I don't know if this stuff actually sort of affects change. Although I don't even know if that's the point. I almost think that I could be wrong. Maybe a lawyer should call in about this or not. I don't know that I care that much. I suspect...
In Daily Mail, it says, speaking to Fox News, Richard Berman, the executive of
Yes,
Core.
That's him.
It's like they're not hiding behind much in like where they're
He's
getting
the guy.
Their platform to speak essentially what is bullshit.
And I think the reason they do stuff like this is to sort of assert themselves as a nonprofit. So it's like every once in a while they have to do something like this so that people can say, no, I am a nonprofit. Look at me. I'm doing this stuff. Like I'm trying to enact this change, but really it doesn't really mean anything. And like they said, it's this AstroTurf organization. It's not real.
So we're Team Jason.
Very Team Jason. Absolutely. I'm Team Aluminum.
Yeah.
Jason Momoa is a passionate advocate to get rid of single-use plastic, and he called out his buddy Chris Pratt over it.
Yeah, so take a look at this photo that Chris posted on his Instagram. So Chris was teasing a new project with Amazon that will show off his workouts, but you can see that Chris is holding a plastic water bottle. So Jason commented on the photo, bro, I love you, but WTF on the water bottle, no single-use plastic. Come on.
Mm-hmm. A couple of hours later, Chris replied to Jason's comment saying, Aquaman! You're completely right. Damn it. I always carry my big gallon-sized reusable water jug around with me, too. I even had it that day. If I remember correctly, somebody threw that plastic bottle to me in the photo shoot because I didn't know what to do with my hands. I never know what to do with my hands. So uncomfortable. For real, though. Love you, too, buddy. My bad. I don't want your home of Atlantis covered in plastic. Hear that, kids? Reduce, reuse, recycle.
Now, Jason then did a post on his own Instagram where he posted an old photo of Chris and him together with his kids, and he apologized to Chris, writing, bro, you know my children and I are madly in love with you, and I love everything you do. I'm sorry this was received so badly today. I didn't mean for that to happen. I'm just very passionate about the single-use plastic epidemic. The plastic water bottles have to stop. I hope you make a reusable water bottle for Amazon so we can all purchase. You're an inspiration to many. I'm one of them.
Moving on, Lindsay, how do you feel about the fact that Ellen Pompeo is officially gone from Grey's Anatomy after 19 seasons?
I'm proud of her. She's free. It's like Genie, you're free. It's giving Genie, you're free vibes. Yeah, I mean, it's about time. The
Genie,
true heads
you're free
fell
to
off
do
that
Orphan.
Show a long time ago. I mean, now she can like what do? What can she do? What is she gonna do? That's the real question. What
that
will she
orphan?
Do?
That orphan show, the Hulu show about the real life orphan.
That she's like producing or whatever with her production company. Yeah,
I think so.
All right.
Yeah.
Shonda finally said, "Okay, I'll forgive you if you go."
The show's going to be okay. The show could completely change its cast. They could all become firefighters and people would still watch Grey's Anatomy.
She's barely on the show. as is. She's not really even there. She's kind of, you know, maybe sometimes. I'm not watching it. I actually can't even really speak to that. But apparently she's barely there. So having her leave, I guess it's actually a nice boost for the show because it can have, they can have a big send off. It's kind of giving sweeps when they kill off an iconic character, they can like do a little thing. But Ellen Pompeo, I feel like, needs to do other things in her life. Has an actor ever been known for a TV role that they've done for 19 seasons as much as she? Like, I just feel like she is so, I can't, I'm trying to think of another person who did a show that long, like just without a care in the world to stop and do other things, you know?
I mean, not counting, I think it's more, you see this on daytime soap operas. You don't see it on primetime soap operas.
Not,
you know,
counting,
like,
those,
shows
though.
Just don't last this long. They just don't.
Right. That's, it's unprecedented that an actress has, could be on a show for 19 seasons, like, and not, and with honestly little to no care to do big things outside of it. I mean, she's definitely done other things, but she's really like, this is the role of my life. This is like what I'm doing. I mean, maybe now she'll, you know, she can do other things, but what?
The only other person I can think of is, of course, think about it. Another woman. Can you think about another woman who's been in a show for over 20 years in the same role? Beloved, network, American.
No.
Mariska Hargitay.
Oh,
she's
wow.
still on it.
Okay, yeah.
It's sure, like the long, sure. It's like, I was just trying to think of
That's
like, what are some
one.
Long-running shows? And it's like SV fucking
That's a
you.
Great one.
If she leaves SVU, she will get more attention than I think Ellen Pompeo got for the, leaving this. But this was written about everywhere.
I don't know. We've been writing about Ellen Pompeo leaving this show for a long time. Like, when will it happen? Will it end the show? Da da da. You're right. Like, there's, it's hard to compare because the longest running shows are like The Simpsons, and that doesn't count. You know what I mean? Like, that's not what we're talking about here. Yeah. Family Guy, The Simpsons, like Grey's, you know, Grey's is up here. Law and Order is number two.
Mm-hmm.
SVU specifically.
We've got the longest running shows, scripted American primetime television series. I'm on the Wikipedia. The Simpsons, Law and Order, SVU.
Too.
I'm in the order. SVU, Law and Order, regular. Family Guy, Gunsmoke. See, none of these.
Never
this
heard
doesn't
of it
mean
in my
any,
life.
This doesn't mean anything to me. Blue Bloods.
NCIS, Lassie, Grey's is number nine. Grey's is number what? Oh, there. Are, oh, some of them are tied.
It's like
Grey's. Yeah.
It's like Blue Bloods started in 2010. It's like. You're a baby compared to Grey's Anatomy.
But it's like, even if you scroll down, it's like, okay, Murder, She Wrote had 12 seasons, but Angela Lansbury is not known for just being murdered. Like, 12
exactly.
seasons is a lot, but not enough to be Grey's Anatomy style. Like, Angela did a lot of other things. She, like, famously did theater, you know.
She famously did a lot of other things.
She famously did Beauty and the Beast, etc. So, like, it's just interesting to me. It's like, there really is no one else like the two examples that you just gave, which were, like, Ellen and Mariska. Like, it just, it really is a very specific thing.
Oh my God, it's really, it's all hitting me. We talked about this also the last time it happened.
We did, we?
When Pauly Perrette left NCIS.
Pauly Perrette left NCIS and the people went crazy. Do we? But it's whatever. The people went crazy.
Well, we just left Pauly Perrette because she had a lot of wackadoo headlines back in the day. And
sure,
she was entertaining.
Sure.
She was consistently entertaining because.
Okay, so. Pauly Perrette, but also Pauly Perrette does not really hold the culture in her hands like Ellen Pompeo does.
Mm-hmm. I love that the subtext of this, at least in my estimation for all of these stories, is like, damn, these women are rich. Like, they're so rich. 19 seasons
Which
on a network
show. Which is why you don't
stay
on a show for 19 seasons unless there's something kind of else going on there, which I think is kind of like... Ellen Pompeo got a little Stockholm syndrome
Shonda
into this
syndrome.
Role. It's like, it's so important that you stay in this role. It's so important. It's like, babe, it hasn't been important since like season 11, you know? And we're on 19.
Just saying season 11, it hasn't been important since season 11 is insane.
Right? And we're on 19 now or something. 11 was a guess. I'm not like saying that. I don't remember when the last time I watched was. But
when did the plane crash and then they had to get all new doctors except
Ellen? Oh, that was
Ellen?
So crazy. That was a huge reset. A huge reset. They killed off half the cast.
And then Ellen Pompeo was like, I survived. I'm
well,
still here.
She wasn't on the plane.
Oh, she wasn't on the
plane.
Okay.
Let's not get into it. Okay, so she wrote a goodbye, like she wrote her goodbye announcement post, which I gotta say, paired with a very strange image, not a photo of her as a doctor, just like a weird, beautiful shot of her in glam with a neon sign behind her that says, "All you need is love." Okay.
And what's behind her is, I think, like a goodie bag, like a welcome basket for like either a party or like a hotel room. It's just.
Yeah, like did she like snatch this off Getty from some like event that she went to?
It looks like she took a selfie with the ring light and was like, "I look really good here. I'm going to use this photo where I feel really happy with how I look." It looks like a photo she took.
"I'm eternally grateful and humbled by the love and support you have shown me, Meredith Grey. Capital Gray, and the show for 19 seasons. Through it all, none of it would have been possible without the best fans in the world. You all are riders, and you have made the ride so fun and iconic. I love you madly and appreciate you right back. This isn't your first time on the roller coaster. You know the show must go on, and I'll definitely be back to visit. Oh, with a lot of love and immense gratitude, XOE." So I was like, I guess they're not going to kill her. I really wanted them to kill Meredith Grey. I just feel like if I was Ellen, I'd be like, kill her or I'm not leaving because I can't leave the door open. But I guess she said, we'll leave the door open. We'll leave the surgical door open or whatever.
I think she's going to pop in and out. I think she's going to pop in and out every once in a while.
And Shonda even posted a photo of them and said, you know, what, can't wait to see what's in store for you. It's like, babe, she's like in her 40s. Like she, I open, like Shonda's like, you're free. Good luck with the rest of your career, honey. I'm kidding. I think that they're actually like friends.
It seems like they're friends. Yeah. Also, I love the comparison between these two Instagram captions because Shonda, the writer, is like good punctuation, correct capitalization. And then Ellen Pompeo is afflicted with like celebrity punctuation and capitalization syndrome where like nothing.
She can act. She can't write. She's an actress. Come on.
The way that famous people use ellipses and punctuations and
yes,
spaces.
We love it.
And
we absolutely
just,
love the way that
no
they use
one
ellipses.
Is doing it like them. No one is
doing
it like
them. I'm sorry.
That.
What do they have an editor? They're writing for the New York Times. They can do whatever the fuck they want. They
like,
know it.
The first comment on hers is Kate Walsh, who's also afflicted with celebrity punctuation and capitalization syndrome. Love and adore you. Always and forever. At Ellen Pompeo. Never goodbye. Just to see you later. Doll. Hearts. Around the face.
The funny thing about this too is Ellen Pompeo the first person to leave Grey's Anatomy who without like drama or like in a way that is like disgraced? It just feels very much like if you go through all the cast members, it's like every one of them has left for some sort of like weird or honestly, I did something wrong reason.
Did T.R. Knight want to leave? Did he want to leave?
They really have had the most iconic history of people leaving in a bad way too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Even up to Patrick Dempsey, who they murdered, they killed him, and he even was like out the door being an asshole.
Yeah, T.R. Knight was also fraught when he left. I forgot about that whole drama.
Yeah, because he was hate crimed by another actor.
Mm-hmm. Well, it was an extension of that, but yeah,
hate crimed. He was called a slur.
He was called a slur. But it was more complicated than that.
I'm just saying, I feel like this show is fraught with people leaving on bad terms. It's rare to have somebody leave on good terms, and Ellen Pompeo has outlasted them all. She outwitted, outplayed, and outlasted.
The winner of Survivor Marquesas,
Ellen Pompeo.
She also outsaved. I bet her bank account is pretty mighty.
You're like obsessed with how rich they are. Obsessed. Okay, get over it.
I love when an actor's wealth is like on a completely like different plane as the actor's like actual fame. It's funny to me, and that's always network stars.
That's called the Kaley Cuoco. That's called the Cuoco.
No, exactly.
It's called the Cuoco syndrome.
It's called the Cuoco matrix or something.
The Cuoco matrix. No, I like the Cuoco effect.
The Cuoco effect.
And actually, not as much anymore because I would say that she's become immensely famous. Like, once she left Big Brother Theory, Big Bang Theory, she, like, was able to break kind of out of that, you could say, a little bit of a niche. Even though that's a huge show and a lot of people knew her, they knew her as that character and there kind of was a celebrity aspect missing. But since then, I mean, she's run with it. She had multiple boyfriends. She, you know, everyone knows about her horse, like, whatever.
Her best friend Zosha,
as we learned, that is not the it's not Zosha, it's Zasha.
Oh, Zasha. See, Mamet. Okay. Do you remember what her character's name is? I never watched this show, but do you remember what her character's name is on Big Bang Theory?
Becky.
Penny.
Okay. Well, do you know what Ellen Pompeo's character's name is on Grey's Anatomy? Or
Meredith.
I forgot that already.
Meredith.
Does she understand how hard it is to do 300 episodes of a television
show? That she definitely doesn't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not many people do.
No. Yeah. And congratulations on that.
Thank you.
Did you have any... At what point in the run did you ever comprehend that it could go on this long?
Well, every year I keep saying this is the last year. They're definitely going to get sick of us. The ratings are going to plummet, and we're over at the end of this year. I say it every single year, and it never happens. I can't believe people aren't sick of me yet.
I really don't want to talk about this woman because I cannot stand her, but it is really funny, and in a way, I sort of see this as, like, a bit of a fall from grace.
It's kind of great.
It's kind of a fall from grace to me.
It's giving Housewives, which I love, because I feel like it's, you know, if you turn off your brain long enough, you might think this woman doesn't have a singing career, because you're like,
I can turn off my brain.
I'm just saying, like, you could forget with the types of press that Catherine McPhee gets now, you might forget she's a singer, because it's like Catherine McPhee, like, teases sexy but practical Christmas gifts for husband David Foster, who reveals she is not a materialistic person at all as she launches sparkling KMF jewelry line. And it's like, wait, who's Catherine McPhee again? And then you kind of remember, it all comes back to you.
Well done, Whoopi. All right, we're moving from snails and garlic to meatloaf on stage. The first two Bat Outta Hell albums sold over 45 million copies between them, and Bat Outta Hell 3 looks to be as big as the legend himself. Here to sing It's All Coming Back to Me Now, please welcome Catherine McPhee and Meatloaf.
Vet bills can be expensive, but Spot Pet Insurance can give you up to 90% cash back on vet bills, so you can worry less about high vet bills. Yep, up to 90% cash back on vet bills for unexpected accidents, illness, and even routine care. And with Spot Pet Insurance plans, you can go to any vet you want in the U.S. or Canada. There's no network you need to stick to, so visit your favorite vet, and you can save money on expensive vet bills. That's Spot Pet Insurance. It's no wonder Spot is America's favorite pet insurance. Visit spotpet.com for a free quote today. For all terms, visit spotpetins.com/sample-policy. Spot Pet Insurance plans are underwritten by either Independence American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produce Spot Pet Insurance Services, LLC. This is an independent ad from Spot Pet Insurance Services, LLC.
I love to do an ad for a podcast hosted by a who we have literally talked about on the show.
Love that. I love that. I absolutely love that. Welcome to the family.
Welcome to the family. We're going to talk about a new podcast called Jocular, hosted by none other than ER Fightmaster, Tien Tran, and Katie Kershaw. They're comedians, they're writers, they're best friends, and they're obsessed with women's sports. Like a lot of you, I'm sure. They're exploring all things queer, trans, and women forward in the world of sports. And in every episode, they're going to cover the latest games, they're going to debate pressing issues, and they're going to review how they're really horny for basically everyone in the game. You know, you love to see it. Just be honest about it.
You literally love to see it. Friends and experts will join to share their takes on sports ranging from women's basketball to soccer to power slapping.
So tune in every Friday for new episodes of Jocular on Apple, Amazon, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts right now. She just tried to go from American Idol contestant to Smash star to Broadway star. That didn't work. And then she was like, I'm going to be a gay icon. But then she was like, I'm a deep MAGA Republican. So the gays were like, we don't like you.
So I have to marry a 70-year-old music producer and and start a jewelry line.
And
you know?
But then she marries the 70-year-old music producer and she's like, well, maybe I can just become kind of a socialite and like a queen in this area. But I think she was even rejected by that community too. And then she's like, well, I'm going to support Rick Caruso for mayor. But then he lost. It just seems like Catherine McPhee keeps flopping left and right, even though she is
flopping left
and
right.
I think on paper she's successful.
And
she's
the gays
also quite
had
rich.
Her. They had
the gays
her back.
Had her.
They said, girlie, you can trust fall. We'll catch you. They
and
said,
then she donated
we
to
got
a...
you, honey. If you do Smash the Musical, we will show up.
Yes.
And then she said, bye, gays. No, I mean, she just like, you. This is very much the story of a lot of kind of, you don't want to know where the checks are being, who the mm-hmm. checks are being written to. You don't want to know. Mm-hmm. So she launches a jewelry line, which actually cracks me up because KMF are obviously her initials. But whenever I see KMF, I think of KMS. And I'm sorry. I just think of KMS. And I just think it's a bad. How do you not think of KMS?
No, I think about it too because F sounds like S.
Yes.
As someone who is constantly spelling his name F-I-N-G-E-R and they think I'm saying S-I-N-G-E-R, F sounds like S. And
it just sounds like when I see the letters at first, I see kill myself. I'm sorry. I just can't.
That's awful. I shouldn't be laughing, but it's true.
But it's just like, I just am laughing because it's like if I started a Duolingo that was called like LOI and you were like, Lindsay, it looks like LOL. And I'm like, no, it's LOI stands for Lindsay on ice. And I'm like, and then like, it's because the jewelry is icy and I'm Lindsay. And you're like, Lindsay, that is not good. LOI is not good. It looks like LOL, but the second L is lowercase. You got to
change
it.
You came up with that too quickly. So I'm sort of wondering if your dream is to create a jewelry line called Lindsay on ice.
No, you're right. I did come up with that really fast considering.
That was like too fast. That was a little too fast for comfort. So she's if it weren't debasing enough for Catherine McPhee to sort of do all of this and try to like ignore all the bad press that she's been getting lately, the way that she launched this somewhere in the middle of Rodeo Drive in front of a step and repeat that cannot stop flapping in the wind, she's just talking to what seems like strangers on the street. On this live
stream. Very confusing. She did an event on Rodeo Drive, like on Talk Shop Live. What's weird about the jewelry is it's actually quite expensive. It's not cheap.
It is.
UBC jewelry.
I was surprised by that too.
It can't be. You really can't say like, oh, she's selling like TJ Maxx Marshall stuff. Like she's not. Her jewelry is like, we're talking about like $1,000 for a necklace. Like these things are not cheap. So in that way, there is a little bit of a kind of rejection of the normal route, which would be like Candace Cameron Bure selling like leggings or sweatpants on QVC. Like that's not what she's doing. So she hosted a pop-up on Rodeo Drive with Talk Shop Live, which is, I guess, a QVC adjacent website. But you can watch the entire stream. I don't recommend it. I opened it and I was like, oh my fucking God.
It is the shakiest video since the Blair Witch Project. It is unbelievable.
It's crazy.
it's all overlaid with 18 karat gold. So it's a great price point because it's not a solid gold, but it is sterling silver. So that's very affordable. And I love them because, well, first of all, I like to wear a lot of jewelry.
Layering, yes.
So these are great layering pieces. Like they just look so pretty when you put like five on. Mm-hmm. I'm not like a one person. Oh, we've got bomb sniffers. That's great. We love that. Yay for the police.
Yay! Thank you for your service.
Thank you for your service. So as you see, they're layered beautifully here. You can wear one. I like to wear 10. That's just me. My mom and sister just arrived. It's a full family affair.
So, some is good, more is better.
Yeah, so our Blossom line, though, we start with the barrels. Mm-hmm. We also have, I mean, you can see it on our actual website as well, the sterling silver earrings overlaid with the rose gold. And then I can move to the next item if you like, or unless you want to keep talking
about it. I want to show one more quick thing. So layering is key.
They're not cheap. And I don't know if you read the
Can
the
we read the whole
statement.
Thing? It is the
it's
biggest
really
load
good.
Of garbaggio I have ever read in my entire life. It reminds me of when people get cast in like a comic book movie or something, or like some sort of IP
and they're
movie.
Like, and they're ever like, ever since I was little, I loved The Flash. Like, I was obsessed with The Flash.
Ever since I was a little kid, under the covers with the flashlight, reading about how the Flash entered the Speed Force, I've been absolutely mystified by this character.
Wait,
and it's
what
like,
is it? The Flash entered the...
The Speed Force. The Flash... Lindsay, it's the most iconic
it's
moment
like
of
me.
Movies last year.
No,
the Flash entered
like
the Speed Force.
It's like me watching the World Cup tomorrow. It's like, I've loved soccer football for my whole life. I've been watching
soccer
the World
football.
Cup for so long. Every year, I would love when they kick that ball and they save those goals. I have a great time. Ever since I was little, I'd wake up every day and say, Mommy, has the soccer ball been kicked in the goal yet? Thinking, I gotta go cheer for my team.
It's like Jennifer Aniston when she gets the gig at Smartwater and she's like, ever since I was a little kid, I've been obsessed with drinking water. I'd wake up in the morning and I'd say, Mommy, when can I have my water? And she'd say, not until you brush your teeth, sweetheart. And I'd brush my teeth and I'd think about wanting that water. And then when I'd have the water, I'd be happier than I'd ever been and I'd be ready to start my day. It was like,
okay, read the story.
I'd wait in line at the water fountain. And if there were more than two people in line, I'd get so upset because I needed to have my water fountain of water. Okay, this is bad. This is getting bad. It's a stretch. Okay.
Yeah, it's good.
Catherine McPhee's personal story that is on the website.
It's literally called a personal story. A personal story.
Do you want to read it? Without a doubt, my first love has always been singing and acting. That's two things, by the way. Already a mistake in the first phrase. But another love has been with me since my earliest of memories. At school, I was always busy doing jewelry trades with my best friends on the school desk. Instead of trading
what?
Pokemon
wait,
cards.
Can you read that? Can you read that sentence again? Because I'm not sure it was
at
like written
school,
by...
At school, I was always busy doing jewelry trades with my best friends on the school desk. Instead of trading Pokemon or dolls, it was silver rings. Friday nights, I'd lay in bed with my mom watching jewelry channels and watching jewelry channels and screaming with delight.
Babe, you can just say you love a necklace. I don't understand why it has to be like this. No one's going to not believe that you love a necklace, a ring, and an earring, or and a bracelet.
We're not done. I have to read that sentence again, though. Friday nights, I'd lay in bed with my mom watching jewelry channels and screaming with delight which ones were my favorites. Every birthday, I'd wear with pride my multicolored clown pin given specially from my great aunt Ruth. I'm sorry. This girl is... This is like the scene in Spy where Jude Law's like, I got you something special. It's a piece of jewelry. And Melissa McCarthy opens it up and she's expecting some sort of diamond ring, but it's just like a pin in the shape of like a drunk cupcake. It's like,
thinking
what?
About doing something special for you. So.
Good gravy, fine. Oh, that's...
It's a crazy cupcake.
You love cakes.
Well, no, I'm not a big cake. I make cakes. Yes, I see.
Now you can wear a cake.
I'm sorry, but Grandma Ruth like owned Catherine to death where she said, Kathy, clown. I have something for you.
Okay,
here's
clown.
A clown pin. She said, okay, clown.
Great Aunt Ruth. Great Aunt Ruth said gay
great
rights
Aunt Ruth
also.
Said, you're a fucking jester and gay rights. It's true. And like, you will wear this clown pin.
Great Aunt Ruth said gay rights and said, fuck your MAGA ass, okay? Expression through jewelry has always been a constant in my life. I can't believe Great Aunt
clown,
Ruth gave her a clown
ass.
Great Aunt Ruth was a savage bitch. I love Great Aunt Ruth.
Like, taking the L by writing this, I'd be, like, ashamed. I'd be like, the clown pin goes into the drawer.
I just lie and say, every birthday I'd wear with pride my multicolored heart pin given specially from my great aunt Ruth. I'm
yeah,
sorry.
I don't need
Can
to know
it
was
Can you please put great aunt Ruth in the title of the episode?
Great aunt Ruth is, like, literally laughing her way to great heaven.
Great aunt Ruth is definitely, like, in hell, like, screaming at all of this. She's like, hold on. My shitbag niece just launched a jewelry line. She doesn't get that it was a joke.
Like, well, the funny thing is, do you think like that pin was just like some random tchotchke that like Ruth had lying around?
That Ruth got like at a rest stop in Georgia. Absolutely. Okay. Expression through jewelry has always been a constant in my life. And today, I'm blessed enough to be able to share that passion with you. No, that doesn't
if
sound
I was the editor
enough.
On this project, I would say, Kathy, cut the first two paragraphs. All you need to say is the last one. We don't need to get into the rest.
Mm-hmm.
Great Aunt Ruth does not need to be brought up in this.
Although I was thinking like K sounds fancy, Tiffany fancy. But what do I know? Because one of the most popular jewelry brands in the country is literally Jared. So my opinion
That's
does
so
not
true.
Matter.
You can't K, say that because Jared exists.
Tiffany. Jared. And now KMF.
Yeah, KMF.
Anyway, so don't buy any of this
Even
crap.
When you say it, you're like, KMF? Okay, fine. They make great music together. Catherine McPhee, 38, sings as husband David Foster, 73. Oh, she trotted him out to play the piano. Plays the piano at Beverly Hills Christmas event. So then they had to, like, do events to, like, sell the jewelry and sell mm-hmm. the Christmas. And she sang mm-hmm. all of this, you know. And they just had a kid, too. So I think that's also something we're writing about. I don't know. You know who has a successful influencer-type business? Her stepdaughters, the Fosters.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Maybe she saw them and said, you're selling jeans? I gotta sell something.
And then she looked, and then she opened up her jewelry box and saw that clown
and
pin
she
and
saw
was like,
Great
oh,
Aunt Ruth's clown pin.
Great Aunt Ruth would want me to do this.
You know what I would buy from Catherine McPhee without a
clown pins?
World? Clown pins. A clown pin.
KCP, Catherine's clown pins.
I gotta say, there's an origin story there that's like Catherine McPhee was cursed by Great Aunt Ruth's clown pin. And once she received that, it's like basically the mummy or whatever. What's a story about a cursed item? It's a cursed item is what I'm saying. Like, we need an exorcism for that clown pin.
This is a Stephen King novel for sure.
is giving the monkey paw, right? That's what. Okay, there we go.
The monkey paw. There we go.
It's giving the monkey paw.
There we go. It's
like that clown pen. Like I don't want it near me. I don't want it looking at me.
It's giving monkey paw.
I don't want it. I don't think she should be wearing it. Oh, I mean,
oh my god. This is so funny. Oh my god, what a disaster she
okay,
is.
Okay, but you know what I'm saying. Like I think that pen.
Lindsay,
needs
we're
to
on
be...
the same. We're on the same Cat McPage. Okay, it's fine. Anyway, if you buy, if I want you to call in if you buy a piece of KMF jewelry and your life falls apart, because I have a
that's
feeling
a cell
that
phone.
If you buy a piece of KMF jewelry, your life might fall apart.
Wait, do you think that the clown pen has said, if you want to get rid of the evil of the clown pen, you need to make a jewelry
oh my God,
line
like the
and
ring.
Sell. And
oh my
every
God, it's
time,
like the ring.
Yep, it's just like the ring. And every time you sell a ring, then I will give up some of my curse to that person and you
oh
will be relieved of the curse.
God.
So this
that's
has
the
been
only
from the beginning.
For this.
Catherine McPhee has said, my goal in my career is to start a jewelry line when I'm ready and I have to sell these cursed jewels to the women of Beverly Hills.
That's a really good short story. You got to write that. This is horror.
Okay. I'll write it. Okay, I'll write it.
Do not buy one of KMF's jewels because you will get the curse and you will make KMF's life a little better. Pierce Brosnan's sons are talking about nepotism. Yeah. I can't believe that like
God,
everyone is being asked about this now. Everyone.
It's so crazy. It's
is
I
asked about this.
I know. It's so dull at this point. It's like I guess it's like interesting to get
Pierce
all these
Brosnan's
answers cuz you can tell
sons?
It's funny to see who is like mad about it and who has been briefed by their press people or their father's press people to say like just kind of a nothing burger answer, you know, which mm-hmm. is what they basically said, which is just their models, obviously. I think we just need to be grateful for our blessings, said Paris, who's 21.
Paris Brosnan.
Who has hit the runway as a budding model in recent years, in addition to his work as a filmmaker. Bye-bye. Dylan, 25, mm-hmm. who is also a model and a musician, of course, mm-hmm. noted that he and his brother are trying to pave our own way. It's always going to be there, and we recognize it. At the end of the day, we're just grateful to be here. Adding, Dylan's an amazing musician, and I'm painting right now, so we're just figuring it out. It's funny how they are literally defining what nepotism kind of means by those
quotes. Exactly like, what I want from nepotism babies.
It's like I'm a 25-year-old person who's able to just figure it out and take it day by day by painting and playing music and maybe modeling. That is one of the definitions. You know, like that is one of the results of nepotism is you have mm-hmm. the freedom to like essentially like fuck around and find out.
Yeah.
So like,
very
Dickie
Greenleaf.
You know?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's just it's interesting to kind of say we understand we are blessed and then say exactly what the blessing is, which is that I'm a musician and a painter and I'm just figuring it out. It's like, mm-hmm. you know what? You're lucky, babe. Lucky you.
And then he goes, I'm aware of how lucky I am. Thank you, GQ. Bye. Thank you for asking,
you
GQ.
But there's a quote where one of them says something and the other goes, I was going to say the same thing. It's like, I bet you were, babes. It's in the script.
Pierce looks so proud of them. Look at him
in
his velvet suit.
He does. They're all giving. The sons are giving like Ashton Kutcher kind of. There's a little bit of a floppy brunette situation going on with these kids.
Yeah, one of the sons is giving Ashton Kutcher. The other son is giving kind of like one of those bachelors. He looks like one of those bachelors. Who was the bachelor that he looks like?
I don't know.
The floppy haired bachelor.
Have one. Sure, he's giving it.
Wasn't there that floppy haired bachelor that like Kelly loved?
Ben Flanagan. Ben Flanagan.
No, he doesn't look like Ben F. He looks like someone else. No, he does look like Ben F.
Anyways, they were at the GQ Man of the Year party, which is actually a great party. It always brings out some interesting things, this Man of the Year party. I even went one year, and I saw Bill Nye talk to Cameron Dallas for like five minutes, and I just stood there watching. Great combo.
So these kids are the kids of, remember Pierce Brosnan married that woman who was like one of the co-hosts on Unsolved Mysteries? We talked about her, like Kate Keeley. Those are his kids. But Pierce Brosnan, this is actually, I didn't realize the Keeley Shea.
He has another marriage. Yeah.
He had another marriage who, the marriage ended when she died of, cervical cancer. And
yeah, I
she had one son with this person. So what's crazy is that she married Pierce in 1980 after she was widowed because her husband died. And she had two kids with her previous husband. Then she marries Pierce Brosnan. They have a son together. Then she dies and he's a widower with his son with Cassandra and then the two children that he adopted. This son, Sean, is like much older than these two that are at the GQ event, and he just had another kid. So now Pierce Brosnan has four grandchildren, and he just got in the headlines for saying, for having this fourth grandchild named Jackson Elijah, J-A-X-X-O-N, E-L-I-J-A.
It's just crazy that Pierce Brosnan, one of the most like kind of name, just that's a name, had a kid who has the most Gen Z name that I've ever seen. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, it's mm-hmm. just very much like the lineage continues with J-A-X-X-O-N Elijah, no H, you know, incredible.
It's like, you know how James Bond sort of rolls off the tongue by design? The name's Bond, James Bond. This is like the polar opposite of that. The name's Elijah.
Jackson Elijah. That's Jackson with two X's and Elijah, no H. Like, that's the opposite.
And then the person goes, spelled like it sounds. And he goes, not at all.
Not even close, babe.
Not even close, bitch.
Wait, speaking of, I feel like this is related to like the nepotism conversation. And a model named Vittoria Soretti came from Lily Rose Depp. I don't really understand. Are we supposed to know who this model is? No, but she
I thought maybe she was really famous here, but she's an Italian model.
So she came for it just being like she posted something on her Instagram and enough people follow her where they said like, oh, she's coming for her.
Yeah, she has over 1 million followers. Like, she is a famous model, but she's not like, I tried to see if there was something we missed about her in America and there really isn't. Should we read what she wrote? Because it's, I can understand the frustration, especially because this is from Lily Rose talking about nepotism and her entry into the model world. And she's like, okay, I'm actually sick of this. Like, as a model who had to work my way up.
Well, I'm glad this girlie spoke out, but I will say, I don't think anybody read the Lily Rose comments and said, okay. Everyone read those and said, okay, Bill Mid, whatever. Like, that's everyone true. Read those and knew. Like, I just don't think true. There was any sort of misunderstanding.
No one took
or
it seriously.
Kind of this like, okay, moving on. Great. That's a good answer. Everyone was like, that's actually a bad answer. And like, you are incredibly kind of ignorant or just refusing to kind of understand what the person is asking you when they ask about nepotism. Mm-hmm. You can mm-hmm. read this, but like, I just don't think we needed this. I'm not sure that the people needed it.
I'll read it quickly. I'm not going to read the whole thing, but she's like, I just want to share a thought here because I can. I bumped into an interview of a so-called nepo baby or whatever y'all call it. Basically privileged daughter, son, cousin, niece, nephew, whatever of some kind of celebrity. Let me tell you something. And so she goes into about like what she did. She's like, I didn't come from a wealthy family. I didn't come from a famous, influential family. Like, you don't know what it
just
means to
it.
Struggle, blah, 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 blah. Okay, I'll just finish it. Yes, I get the whole I'm here and work hard for it, but I would really love to see if you would have lasted through the first 5 years of my career, not only being rejected, because I know you have an experience with it and you can tell me your sad little story about it, even if at the end of the day you can still go cry on your dad's couch in your villa in Malibu. But how about not being able to pay for your flight back home to your family, waiting hours to do a fitting, casting just to see a nepo baby walk past you from the warm seat of his, her Mercedes with his, her drivers and his, her friend, assistant, agent, taking care of his, her mental health. You have no fucking idea how much you have to fight to make people respect you. It takes years. You just get it by free day one.
You know, and it's funny. I saw a tweet and it was like, do you know how tall Lily Rose Depp is?
Like 4'4" or something?
She's like 5'2". Really, she's like 5'2". So somebody wrote like, you think we don't know about nepotism? You're 5'2" walking in like a runway show. Mm-hmm. Like,
that's,
yeah, right.
That's a good point.
It's true because that's like, it's like the minimum height to even walk in those shows is like 5'9" or something at this point, right? Like, they're not even going to let you in past the front door if you're 5'2". Mm-hmm. So it's that kind of says it all. I laughed at that. I was like, yeah, fair. Good point.
I just want to finish this caption because the end is what people quoted most because it is kind of funny.
Oh, I didn't see the end. I didn't see the end. Okay,
she
goes,
it ends. It's like a long line break, an even smaller font. And then she goes, I have many nepo baby friends whom I respect, but I can't stand listening to you compare yourself to me. I was not born on a comfy, sexy pillow with a view. I know it's not your fault, but please appreciate and know the place you come from. Love, XV.
Comfy, sexy pillow with a view.
Comfy, sexy pillow with a view. And she's Italian, and she's married to an Italian DJ.
in a way, I do, of course, I do feel in a way there's no right answer to this that's going to satisfy everyone. No. But Lily definitely gave one of the worst answers that I've seen over the past.
Yeah, I agree.
Many answers that have been given. So she definitely, you know, needs to read that. I'm sure it's gone to her, right? Mm-hmm. Like she's and she's also going to be doing press for this new show that she's in, which is coming at
the weekend
exact
show.
the exact wrong time to not have to answer this question 45,000 times. Mm-hmm. But you know what? Maybe she should like have somebody explain to her how nepotism works or something, and then she can decide how she feels about it.
I think people tried and it didn't sink in, but that's fine.
Right. It's funny.
She honestly, like, that's the ugly truth. She doesn't need to know. It's not going to affect her
in any
way.
No, well, that's the whole thing. That's the whole, like, okay. That's the conundrum.
It affects everyone else.
Right. Your nepotism is more an effect on this model than on Lily Rose Depp. So in a way, it's like... It's everyone else. It's the industry at large.
This is the equivalent of like a fly buzzing past her ear. And she's like, what? And then like never thinks about it again. You know, like this is not going
to
work.
Sure. And also, I would argue she has more of a problem with Johnny Depp as her father than any sort of nepotism like that she. Yeah. good luck with that.
We should say, hey, Lily, do you believe Amber? Lily,
right.
I mean, like, ask her the hard questions, please. Before we move on to relationships, I tried to give this a stupid title, seemingly last week. Let's just read the seemingly headlines of the last week, because this is becoming a problem. Seemingly last week, want to alternate? I can start. DaBaby seemingly responds to rumor he was giving out free concert tickets in Nashville.
Patrick Dempsey has funny reaction to Ellen Pompeo's seemingly leaving Grey's Anatomy. Because she is leaving Grey's Anatomy, so that is old and wrong.
This one has been everywhere and it's really dark, but it made me laugh, unfortunately. Anna Duggar seemingly skips sister-in-law Joyanna's gender reveal party amid Josh's imprisonment.
Oh my God, I don't want to know. Me click on that with my hands tied behind my back. Actually, I couldn't click on it. But
well, you wouldn't be able to click.
I don't want to read that. I get it. Pete Davidson and Emily Ratajkowski seemingly confirmed their romance after being photographed looking incredibly cozy outside her apartment on his birthday.
Lala Kent seemingly slams Randall Emmett's claims that he convinced Amber Childers to accuse him of abuse. Quote, no one did this to you.
Elon Musk seemingly fires Twitter employee via tweet.
Dave Chappelle seemingly addresses his SNL hosting controversy in promo.
Andy Cohen seemingly defies CNN's wish to sober up New Year's Eve coverage after controversial 2021 rant.
And finally, Angela Simmons seemingly confirms Yo Gotti dating rumors with romantic photo.
What? So, Angela Simmons and Yo Gotti? Yeah, okay, fine.
Apparently, Angela Simmons and Yo Gotti are dating, and they seemingly confirmed it with a romantic photo. Yes. Seemingly. I like that pairing. Seemingly. I believe that pairing. That's a good pairing. Relationships. Andrew Garfield was at the GQ Man of the Year Awards, and so was Phoebe Deneva from Bridgerton, who is flopping hard.
What? These right? GQ like, what events are really, Deneva? Like, doing everything. Well, remember when she was dating Pete Davidson, and yes. Now she's not?
And then he was
so
I think I want
apparently
Kim.
They met at a party and went on some dates after that, and people are losing their
at
mind.
The man-
Andrew
no,
Garfield.
Lindsay, at the Man of the Year party. This was like yeah, 2 days met. Ago. And then it goes, they've been inseparable ever since. It was like, but that just happened.
And the GQ Man of the Year party is the London version of the one. There's two different
of the
parties
glamour
we're
one.
Talking about here. No. There's another GQ Man party that's not in London. Or is this the same one? I think
well, the one that
two.
Pierce Brosnan was at was
Don't
also
quote
the,
me. I don't
the
care.
London one. Both of the Band of the Year parties that we talked about. No, there was one in, oh my God, there's one in Los Angeles
there's
and there's
one
in London.
In LA.
So this is the London one.
That's what
one.
I think. I'm sorry. Because the one okay, I went right. to was in LA, right. I think. So we have two different narratives where there are GQ Men of the Year mm-hmm. that are there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So
incredible. So he met Phoebe Deneva and he said, okay, let's go out. And then according to that, even though it's only been like a day, they are in love and they're getting married or whatever.
Which is giving yeah. Andrew Garfield's publicist is... some kind of magician, because I don't know how anyone ever believes this crap.
The Daily Mail was reporting, the Daily Mail, here we go. The Daily Mail gossip writer, Emily Prescott, do you ever see her stuff where it just says, mm-hmm. Emily Prescott, colon, and then it's like her saying something and she writes mm-hmm. in first person. It's so funny. Okay, here's her article. She had a little bit of a different take, or at least she had like another person involved. Spider-Man actor Andrew Garfield seemed to be weaving a tangled web at the GQ Man of the Year Awards in Knightsbridge last week. At one stage, I spotted the 39-year-old Hollywood star below getting very close to Normal People actress Daisy Edgar Jones. Wasn't he just in a thing with her? No? Okay, whatever. As they headed towards the dance floor. And later, I heard that he had been snuggling up to Bridgerton's Phoebe Deneva, 27. They'd apparently got on so well at the event that the rumor mill suggests that they are now dating.
No. I don't believe it.
Perhaps it's his thoughtful side that made him so popular with the ladies.
Went on one date, Brad Pitt and Paul Wesley's ex-wife, what's her name? Inez de Ramon?
I think this is
this fake. Is based on one photo at a Bono concert, by the way. At a Bono concert. But there's some sort of like, there's some sort of like the devil works hard, but someone's publicist works harder because
it's Brad's.
Paul Wesley. Yeah, it is. But it's Brad and it's Paul Wesley's publicist and it's Inez's publicist. Because Paul has a new girlfriend, too, who's getting a lot of attention.
I think it's the minute that Emily Ratajkowski was rumored to be dating Pete Davidson, Brad Pitt's PR person said, we're going to need you to, like, be seen with another woman. And this is the woman. We're going to need to divert it somewhere else.
Who is Paul Wesley's estranged wife, Inez de Ramon? Five things to know. And some of the things are, how many languages does she speak? She speaks five. French, German, English, Spanish, Italian. Where did she go to school? She graduated from the University of Geneva in 2013 with a bachelor's degree in business administration. And then it's like, is she a health nut? And then the answer to that is not yes or no, just the former client services worker becomes a licensed integrative nutrition health coach in March 2019.
Babe, this is five things to know. You're telling me. You're asking me if I know if she's a health nut. I'm asking you who she is. Mm-hmm. So weird to make that a question. It was very funny. Very, very funny.
But as I said, Paul Wesley, this guy is a Vampire Diaries guy. He also debuted his new girlfriend recently, like a couple of days ago, at the same time that
Natalie
Brad
Cuckenberg.
Pitt was spotted with his ex, Natalie Cuckenberg. And people published all about Natalie Cuckenberg. Can I please read my favorite three things? Well, three things. One was she dabbles in photography, which is because she has an Instagram. Okay. She's a model, which she is. And this is so hysterical to me. She's Brazilian and German. And their proof for this is, Cuckenberg is of Brazilian and German descent, usually tagging her posts with the hashtags #GermanModel and #BrazilianModel. She uses both. This is a great segue. I think you wrote it, but it's giving fake, and so is Larsa Pippen not, quote, exclusively dating Marcus Jordan after viral,
quote,
cheating
video. Well,
this is
really funny. Well, this is very like when your fake dating scheme to get publicity blows up in your face and the boyfriend that you're supposed to be dating was seen cheating on you. Cheating, but he's not cheating on you because he's not your boyfriend.
He's not with
like
you.
You're not actually
exactly.
dating.
You're
so
dating
Larsa Pippen was, remember, quote unquote, dating Michael Jordan's son. And that was like a huge thing because
Michael Jordan and Scottie Pippen don't like each other.
Exactly. That's like one of the biggest feuds in basketball, like a whole thing. So them dating is almost like literally the plot line on a reality show that is coming out, that's coming to Peacock relatively soon. So what happens is, of course, the son gets sent videos of Marcus Jordan, Michael Jordan's son, cheating, quote unquote, cheating on his girlfriend, Larsa Pippen, with like multiple women. It's giving bed. It's giving Sam. It's giving Ron. It's giving Jersey Shore. I need to say stop saying it's giving. It's giving me a heart. It's giving me an aneurysm.
It's a problem. It's a problem.
Okay. Sorry. I'm actually going to delete that. I'm going to say. So then the son. Now I already forgot what I said. Okay. However, on Thursday, the son published a video showing the former college basketball player kissing a brunette and squeezing her butt outside his Orlando condo before grabbing her hand and taking her inside his place. I do love that. It would have been like, well, he was hanging out with some girlies. We don't know what was happening, but he grabbed her ass in a way that is very not much like, nice to meet you, friend, business acquaintance.
Squish, squish.
So, of course, Larsa Pippen has to say, like, Larsa Pippen's people reach out and they're like, well, they're not exclusive. So, like, this is okay.
Right.
It's totally fine. They're not exclusive. And it's like, or they're just not really dating, or they're just not, they've just been seen together, or something else, you know, like it's.
But the key to this entire thing is the line, fans will likely see her dating life play out on The Real Housewives of Miami when the season premieres on December 8th. And it's like,
exactly.
Yeah, exactly. It all goes back to that.
So when we said that was fake, it still is fake.
It still is fake. We can speed through the rest of the relationship news. Maya Jama is apparently back with her ex Stormzy. They dated before
Can't
they were famous.
Deal.
And now,
nuts.
Remember, the last time we talked about Maya Jama, it was because we were like, is she on again or off
to
again
Ben
with
Simmons.
Ben Simmons? That's apparently over, and she's back with Stormzy.
She's back with Stormzy.
Who is having a moment now, especially in America. Stormzy's a British rapper.
I'm sorry, but he's been having a moment. He's a huge guy. He's a huge rapper. He's huge.
I think that this
he performed
this
on the AMAs.
I just feel like I've been seeing more and more about Stormzy lately, but I kind of think it's just the Taylor Swift effect because he was like, I want to meet Taylor Swift. And then he met her and people thought that was cute. They dated in like 2016. Now they're allegedly back together, which would make them a very good couple, I think.
I mean, she's one of the biggest UK hosts. He's one of the biggest UK musicians. So yeah, it would be like a very good couple.
This is not much of anything, but I did laugh. At the headline, Anthony Kiedis, 60, is seen dining out with Ukrainian contortionist Marina Mazepa, 25, who is best known for her wild performance on America's Got Talent. And I was like, why is he dating
Anthony
this person? Kiedis, why would we care?
Dating a 25-year-old Ukrainian contortionist is like the most Anthony Kiedis thing.
I looked up photos of her contorting herself, and I was like, yeah, that's okay. Why Anthony Kiedis is dating the contortionist.
Oh, that's awful.
In Touch exclusives. Aubrey O'Day gave In Touch, I think, 5 exclusives this week based on one interview, but here are some. Exclusive, Aubrey O'Day is hooking up with Kylan Young from Big Brother. Quote, he cuddles me at night. Exclusive, okay. Is Poor Girl lyric about Aubrey O'Day's song about Pauly D's girlfriend, Nikki? Exclusive, Aubrey O'Day reacts to ex Pauly D's wish she, quote, never met his daughter. Exclusive, Aubrey O'Day didn't have sex for 3 years after Pauly D relationship. And then another one on OK that's not an exclusive, Aubrey O'Day admits she constantly had sex with ex Pauly D in hopes it would prevent him from cheating. So Aubrey O'Day gave, I think, like a half hour interview with In Touch recently, and they milked it for all it was worth. And I'm going to argue that it wasn't worth this much.
Did all of this come from this one
single
interview?
Video interview? Yeah.
I'm being respected and validated and enjoying myself while I look for my husband because I'm trying to pop a baby out before these ovaries get too old. Because God forbid there isn't another little baby Aubrey walking the world. We can't have that. We cannot not have that, I mean.
It's really funny. It's sort of like iconic. They turned a single interview into like so much content, which is, I think, one of the goals of that job.
I mean, I think that's fine. It sounds like they're making her sound like she has some sort of red phone that connects right to the offices of In Touch to give them all the goss. But it's just one interview that they're just aggregating the hell out of. But yeah. Okay, that's fine.
What else is
Anthony's
there?
Anthony's engaged to his boyfriend. Okay, who cares? Okay. Who else? What is this?
Bobby Flay and why he and girlfriend Christina Perez make the perfect team for the holidays.
No, don't
he has a
care.
Horse named Pizza
don't
Bianca.
Care.
Don't care.
Heidi Montag and Spencer Pratt had their baby named Ryker, R-Y-K-E-R.
Let's move on to Rita.
What was she wearing? Where was she seen? She posted what on Instagram? She's the Who Queen. Tens of people want to know all about the number one Who. Lindsay, Bobby, tell us now. What's Rita Ora up to?
Who is this woman?
She hasn't done much this week because she's coming down from a big, big week of the EMAs and post-EMAs haze.
It was honestly too much, and she needs to even it out. She should know that we do a segment on her every week and not like load the weeks because it really stresses me out. I need stuff for slow weeks. I need stuff for the heavy weeks. It's too long. She really needs to understand the pacing of her life in terms of week to week, you know?
I love that she made it into a Black Friday headline because now like every website on the planet is giving you Black Friday deals because that's how the internet works
God,
these
Rita
days.
Rita Ora's favorite facial device brand has 50% off for Black Friday. So they're just using her to sell this. What is this web? Oh, it's the mirror. The mirror is using her to sell.
Which proves her appeal.
Stuff. Rita Ora has beautiful skin. I want to buy whatever skin device. She was on the cover of L'Officiel, the art issue.
The cover line is the brilliant Rita Ora, and it's all about Prada. But I think we're done. So happy Thanksgiving back. We'll see you next Tuesday. Thank you for listening to another episode of Who Weekly. Keep calling in at 619-WHO-THEM to leave questions, comments, and concerns for next Thursday's show. If you're a celebrity, also call in. We might play your call on the Tuesday show.
If you're
thank you to Katie and Eric of the Who's. Thank you to Katie and Eric of the
not,
Who's for providing
well,
our Rita theme song
I guess
on Tuesdays.
Get in line.
Thank you to Timmy, our research and editorial assistant, for researching and editorializing. Support us on patreon.com/WhoWeekly for bonus episodes, all sorts of stuff, and more. You can also get the audio on Apple Podcasts, where you should also rate and review us. And happy Thanksgiving back. Bye.
Happy Thanksgiving back. Bye.
You will drain it.
Yeah. They want to know.
Hey.